Donald's view: education replaces fear.
Robert's and my message is, with the proper financial education and planning, you can ride out the turbulence of what is happening in our financial world today, and through this education, you can become richer by finding ways to solve the problems. One thing we all need to remember is that a little effort is the best replacement for excuses. If we were all to make an effort to understand what's going on around us, to make that quantum leap to using our higher, non-complacent minds, some lucid thinking might result. Problem solving is education at its best. Just as understanding can replace hatred, education can replace fear. Ignorance can be easier, but it's often the result of fear. As Robert Frost said, "There's nothing I'm afraid of like scared people." Reduce your fear and fuel your courage. When I hear Robert's energy equations, I think of how our individual energy can create wealth. If you have the perseverance to move forward with momentum, that is a great force of energy in itself. And with the right focus, it's likely you will succeed. I always liked Alexander Graham Bell's statement, "Concentrate all your thoughts upon the work at hand. The sun's rays do not burn until brought to a focus." If you can control your energy, then you stand a good chance of creating and controlling your own wealth. I have learned that what is essential can sometimes be invisible to the eye. That's where discernment comes in. Leaders are those people who have replaced fear with discernment, which means they can predict the inevitable. Their education has resulted in an insight that can effectively replace fear and which greatly enhances their chances of success. Robert has said that a problem can create an opportunity. Well said. And I agree. If you will begin to view your problems in that light, I can guarantee you will be on the road to solving them. I've had some big problems, to the tune of billions of dollars of debt, but I never went bankrupt, and I'm more successful today than ever before. So I am speaking from experience. Trump Tower has been on the map as a destination site for so long now that people forget that it didn't just appear one day on the skyline of Manhattan. I had a lot of obstacles to consider and overcome when I decided I wanted the Tiffany location for my new building. I had to solve a lot of problems. First, I wanted to buy the Bonwit Teller store and building, but they thought I was crazy. I didn't give up, but it was 3 years before I got anywhere with them. Then, I wanted to buy the air rights above Tiffany's. Purchasing those rights would give me the ability to build a much bigger building. Once I got those rights, I still needed a tiny parcel of land that was critical because of zoning laws that required a minimum of 30 feet of open space behind any building. That took more investigating and negotiating. In addition, my architect, Dare Scoot, and I went over at least 4 dozen designs, finding the best elements of each and incorporating them into the final design. Then we had to have the final design approved by the city and get zoning variances. That's just part of the story of Trump Tower. None of those steps were easy, but I saw each step as a challenge and enjoyed working out the details. If I didn't see it that way, it could have been very easy to become discouraged. But instead, I have a beautiful building that has become world famous. Was it worth it? Yes, and it's a great example of problem solving. Robert and I realize that problems can be complex and at times seemingly endless, but we want to encourage you to see them as challenges that will give you a chance for great achievement. Remember, nothing is easy, but who wants nothing? Your financial intelligence is greater than that.